Time now for Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, I was going to ask you what you had planned for Valentine's Day, but then I decided I wasn't going to do that because if you have something planned and it's a surprise, why out it on the radio? And if you have nothing planned, why give you pressure?
Wait a minute. Valentine's Day? That's coming up.
A couple days. You know, 35% of adults dine out on Valentine's Day, according to the National Restaurant Association, which means 70 million plus people are estimated to go to a restaurant to celebrate. One of the things that's very common when you go out on Valentine's Day, if you've been out in a while, is the prefix menu.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell folks what that is?
Prefix. Some people say, well, prefix. But yeah, it's basically when the restaurant menu offers a multi-course meal at a set price. That can include the dessert and appetizers.
Right.
It just depends on the restaurant.
And the reason I think for the special event kind of structure is to give the restaurant a chance to showcase what they do best, but also to kind of simplify when they've got a lot of diners coming in
right.
and out in one day.
Exactly.
So what do you think makes a restaurant romantic?
Well, you've got to have good food.
There you go.
But also just the hospitality. To me,
I agree.
Even, I mean, of course, the lighting and the ambiance, that's all wonderful, but it's the people.
I agree. I went to the Michelin website and found out what they think.
Oh.
Some of the things they mention are having a booth, having privacy, the service, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, the music, the ambiance, the decor, the flowers, the menu. One even mentioned the staff clothing.
Wow.
So whether, you know, somebody's in a tuxedo or waiters wearing gloves, that kind of thing. The music and the lighting. Now, when it comes to romantic restaurants, we asked our KVNO listeners to weigh in on places that they thought were romantic and why.
Hmm.
And we got some great ideas. Sherry and Lauren both mentioned Au Courant. A couple of them mentioned the intimate and thoughtfully crafted menu, and people really love the beets. Now, I never thought as beets as romantic, but why not?
Yeah, of course. It kind of looked like a heart if you cut it up into it. Okay.
Good point. Mike and Patty both mentioned M's. Of course, they mentioned the flowers and the history, and both of them mentioned escargot as romantic. So I could see that. There were four folks, Frank, Sam, Bryce, and Bob. I'll mention the boiler room, inventive food, and a super cool interior. Now, I found it interesting that all the folks that mentioned boiler room as romantic were men.
Hmm. Interesting.
Kind of cool. Lots of fans.
Men can be romantic.
Of course, but it's kind of a cool, rough interior, you know,
yeah.
boiler room. People mentioned Clio, fantastic ambiance and great staff. a couple people mentioned Johnny's. One person said, nothing says romance like a porterhouse for two. I like that.
I love it.
La Buvette,
it's all about the sharing.
Yeah, there you go. La Buvette got some votes. Somebody mentioned the walls of wine as art.
Yeah.
Which I
never thought about that way.
Couldn't agree more.
Love it.
We had some Spezia fans. Gary and Leslie both mentioned Spezia. They both mentioned the booth that has the privacy curtain. There's a cool booth there
mm-hmm.
where you can really totally be alone. I had actually several listeners mention Trovato's,
wow.
which of course is no longer open. And
yeah.
Jim mentioned that he proposed to his wife 34 years ago at Trovato's.
Love it.
And then I had to really chuckle. Rex sent me a message and he said, I don't find restaurants romantic this time of year, but I'll tell you what's fun for me on Valentine's Day. I'm going to go play mini golf and watch hockey at a sports bar. I can get on board with that.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that's fantastic. So if you are planning to eat out, a couple of things to think about. You really want to expect a crowd because 35% of people are going to be eating out. You want to expect it to be cozy because they're going to try to get as many pairs in there as possible. It's important to make a reservation. If you haven't yet, do not lose hope. There are still a few spots open, and especially if you consider an early or a late dinner, not mm-hmm. the typical prime time. You should, as we mentioned, prepare for a special menu, probably not the menu you're used to. A prefix menu, like we had mentioned, is probably on the menu as if, and the prices may be a bit higher because of that 3-course, 4-course, 5-course structure.
Yeah.
The waiters may be a bit more stretched, so it's good to bring your patience.
Yeah, and of course, the patience thing ties in with not to linger. I know
yes.
you might want to, but they're also trying to serve lots and lots of people, like you said, 35%
right.
of
and
adults.
If you think about it, most restaurants can do tables of 4, 6, 8. On Valentine's Day, they're doing 2s. So they really need to turn those tables a little bit more. And if you have a hard time finding a spot and you do want to eat, consider a meal other than dinner, maybe breakfast or lunch.
Or that mini golf
or cook. You know what? Cook. I'll post my beef Wellington recipe. How's that?
That could be very romantic. And I'm kind of a weirdo. I like to go at odd times to restaurants.
It's great.
And then you can make sure you get a reservation.
Perfect.
Diana Watson, thanks so
Happy
very
Valentine's
much.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.